letting loose the crude on purpose. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration today ordered the release of 50 million barrels of crude oil from the country's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. In a first, this is part of a larger international effort that includes China, India, Japan, Britain, which are also putting stockpiles into the market to take the edge off prices for heating oil and gasoline. This at a time that the oil producers' cartel OPEC is not interested in cutting production. Gus Fauché is the chief economist at the PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning.
Thank you, David.
Well, big announcement about extra crude oil about to pour onto the market, not just here, but internationally. A bunch of countries are involved. Does this trickle down to pumps as intended, do you think?
It may have a small impact on gasoline prices and an even smaller impact on overall inflation. I think the goal is more to show that the Biden administration, that governments all over the world are trying to do something about high inflation. Inflation has picked up. Consumers are anxious about that. So this may reduce pump prices a little bit, but I think it's more for show than for actual impact on gasoline prices or overall inflation.
And just before many people go into their day off on Thursday, of course, is Wednesday, and there's a bunch of economic numbers. One of them, the Federal Reserve, the central bankers like to watch. The PCE, you watching that as well?
That's right. So that's the Federal Reserve's inflation measure. Obviously, we've seen a pickup in the consumer price index, which is the more widely cited inflation number, particularly in October. I'm expecting to see a big increase in inflation in October as measured by the PCE price index as well. But we're also going to get data on consumer spending and household income. And I expect that we'll see a nice solid gain in consumer spending in October. We had a big jump in retail sales and also in household income in October. We had more jobs. We had higher wages. So although consumers are saying that they're concerned about inflation, it doesn't appear to be hitting their spending. They're still spending. They have a lot of money saved up. They're getting more money from the labor market, and conditions look pretty good for holiday sales as well.
Gus Fauché at PNC, chief economist there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Now, since October, food stamp recipients, people in the SNAP program, have seen their monthly food benefits rise, but inflation. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that.
A family of four on SNAP is now seeing $53 a month more in food benefits. The USDA adjusts the benefits to account for cost of living increases every year, but for the first time since 1975, it also factored in the cost of a healthy diet. Still, SNAP benefits usually don't cover a household's entire grocery bill, says Joel Berg with Hunger Free America.
They weren't enough before the food price increases, and they're certainly not enough now.
Those food prices are forcing SNAP recipients to make hard choices, like Aita Tzano Flores, who lives in the Bronx.
With these high prices, you'll need to prioritize what you're going to buy, vegetables, eggs, or milk.
The amounts for SNAP benefits were determined in June. Joseph Librera with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says prices have jumped since then.
You're talking about 3 months of food inflation that aren't reflected in those benefit levels.
And according to the USDA, every time inflation increases food costs, food insecurity goes up too. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The global shortage of microprocessors has sparked a race to build new chip factories, and the White House wants at least some of those factories to be built here in the U.S. Samsung of South Korea seems set to oblige. Published reports this morning say Samsung is about to announce a big chip plant in Texas. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Yeah, David, a number of states were in contention for this factory, and Samsung has reportedly picked the city of Taylor, Texas, which is outside of Austin. This would be a $17 billion factory. It's supposed to be 6 million square feet and make advanced chips. An announcement will reportedly come later today about all of this, but Samsung's response to these reports so far, David, has been that it hasn't made a final decision. But we know this factory will be somewhere in the U.S., and that would go a long way toward the Biden administration's goals to get more chip making within U.S. borders.
What's the attraction of that part of Texas for Samsung?
Well, for one thing, it already has a presence there. There's a Samsung chip factory in Austin that it's been operating for decades. We also know that the company has been scrutinizing various incentives packages, tax breaks, essentially. And a local official in Williamson County, which includes the city of Taylor, has gone on record saying they're confident about their incentives. And incentives are the name of the game for chip manufacturers. The White House is asking Congress for billions of dollars more of them to compete with countries like South Korea and Taiwan, which are generous with their incentives.
All right, Nova, thank you. I don't want to be that guy, but it's fallen to me to be the guy who says Christmas trees are in shorter supply this year. The reasons have little to do with pandemic, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains.
In late June, when that heat dome descended on the Pacific Northwest, the temperature hit 115 degrees at Chow Landgren's Christmas tree farm in northern Oregon for 3 days in a row.
Our little farm was in one of the hottest areas in the state, and we lost most of our 7 to 8 foot noble firs,
which are some of the most popular Christmas trees. Landgren would have been selling the ones he lost right about now. The extreme heat damaged about 10% of the mature Christmas trees in the Pacific Northwest this summer, says Doug Hundley at the National Christmas Tree Association.
So that is probably something in the tune of 500,000 trees that we wish were on the market this year that aren't. But when you have a 25 to 30 million tree supply, 500,000 is not that big a deal.
Another reason supply is tight, he says, is that Christmas trees take 7 to 10 years to grow. And a decade ago, during the Great Recession, a lot of growers ended up with too many trees that they couldn't sell. So they pulled back.
People weren't replanting trees as fast as they now wish they had. So we've just got a limited supply.
Still, he says, anyone who wants a tree should be able to get one, though it will cost 5 or 10% more than it did last year.
Here's the real predicament. It's not an inventory issue this year. It's a global warming story long term.
Tom Norby is president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association. He says the trees that were hit hardest by this summer's extreme heat were seedlings. About 70% of them died.
It was really bad. You can drive by fields and fields of burned up seedlings.
It's one thing, he says, if that happens 1 year. Growers can find ways to make up for lost trees. But if climate change makes that kind of extreme heat more common,
and we have another heat dome that hits seedlings right in their peak growing cycle,
then, he says, there will be serious Christmas tree shortages. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.